Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save on your car insurance. What else are you going to do with the phone for the next few minutes? You might as well call Farmers. It's better than looking at pictures of food that your friends ate. Again, call 1-888-FARMERS for a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, it is the segment that is taking the nation by absolute storm. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. It is May Alex Tyshirt.
Is it Thursdays that we do this?
A superstar. Is it every Thursday? We're doing it tonight, but is it every Thursday?
Alex? Or,
yeah,
it's yes, Thursday. It's every
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Rob G, Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Rob didn't want you trying to say you didn't want to do it, Rob, because I won last week?
What?
Is you trying to get out of doing it tonight because I won last week?
I didn't say that. You got all lucky. Right. Every once in a while, someone's going to win. I'm just
it
trying,
was a
Rob
route
G.
Last week.
You're always changing stuff around, so I don't know. You know, like
we have the same, literally the same formula every show. There's an open, there's calls, there's a guest. There's open, there's call, there's a guest. And then we have like five regular features, and each one is on a specific day.
So like,
Rob
okay.
G, like, don't you, how dare you call
me? I mean, we made this as simple as possible for you, Rob, and you still screwed it up.
I still messed it up. Hey, you
Rob,
know me.
Speaking of switching things up, so we got to clear up what we were talking about at the end of last segment. So okay. Here's the deal. So I said, right, that line is from the Good Times theme song, yes. The legendary theme song, hanging in a chow line. Now, the okay. reason I said it was because I saw it on a Dave Chappelle show, right?
Oh, somebody hit you up and said that's not true.
Well, we've been doing some research. I got to give Alex the credit. He was doing the research. But here's the – I got to say this first. Janet Dubois – I don't know if it's, they said Dubois is or Du Bois.
Right. Dubois. I think it's Du Bois.
Okay, yeah, she was Willona, and she sang the theme song. Or no, she sang the Jefferson song.
She sang the Jeffersons, right. She was on
but
Good Times, right.
Even so, she said it was hanging in the chow line. But then Bernadette Stannis, who was Velma, right?
I had a crush on her when I was in
who didn't?
That show.
Who didn't?
Oh,
but anyway, you used to need baby oil, right?
Yeah, after the you show already know.
But
I wasn't old enough to smoke, so I just, I had baby oil and two Twinkies.
Yes, Delma. Everybody had a crush on Delma. But then the writers of the song, right, Alex, help me out.
Yeah,
the
so basically,
of the song.
Yeah, okay. I found it out. I looked it up, and it says lyrics furnished by songwriters Alan and Marilyn Bergman, and this is in the 2008, January 28th, Jet magazine. It says, and I quote, "So forget all this hanging in the chow line mess, jive turkeys. It's actually hanging in and jiving."
Really?
That's what it says.
It does sound right.
Hanging in and jiving. Yep. That's
what it says.
Because you know what? The chow line didn't make sense. That's like from the 40s. How does a chow line in the project?
I can get a chow line if you like think of the like a taco truck or any trucks out there, you know, where people wait. That's what I assume they were talking about.
I think of people waiting for free food, you know, like a chow line, like...
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? You're down right. and out, and they're giving the government's giving you free chili. Like, that's what I think right. of chow line.
Well, it did sound like a reach. You know what I'm saying? It sounded right. like, you know what? We got to find something that rhymes. Let's just, here we go, hanging in a chow line, you know? But that makes more sense, hanging in and jiving. I think that, yeah. And, I mean, the writer said it, so I guess that's what it is.
Don't overlook the jive turkey, CB.
Yeah, that's jive right. turkey. That was big in the 70s, jive turkey. Calling everybody jive turkey. All right. Rob, no jiving here. This is not funny in the least bit. Look, I've never met Eric Bieniemy. Have you ever met him, talked to him, anything like that?
Nope.
Because they're making, and I don't believe
this. I think they're making a movie about his career as a coach, sleeping with Bieniemy. No?
That one was okay to me. That was okay.
The bad
that was okay. I can't believe Craig Melvin didn't like it.
I know.
He like, they laughed at everything, but wow. All but, right. But Rob, the picture that these rumors are painting of him, and I don't think the writers that are repeating this stuff that they've been told off the record and anonymously and all that, I don't think they mean it this way. I don't think they're trying to do it. It's making you, if you don't know him, and again, I don't believe this is the case, but it would make you think this dude must just be like a bumbler. You know what I mean? When they say the interviews don't go well, and you like, well, the resume is great. The resume, I mean, who wouldn't be going after this guy? And they say the interviews don't go well, and then you say, well, it must be something. Is he just, not a people person or? And so it's unfortunate that they're putting that out there. Because, look, Tony Dungy came on our show, and it was reported, too, that Pat Mahomes told Deshaun Watson, Bieniemy is great. He has helped me so much. Andy Reid has said the same thing. Now, I know that's his guy, but he doesn't have to give Bieniemy credit, go overboard with giving him credit for Mahomes.
The other thing, too, is, and I remember when Tony was trying to get his head coaching job, Chris. I've been covering the league since 1987. And I remember that. And it was about Tony. Tony kept getting turned down. And it was about, Tony's a soft-spoken guy. Yes. He's not a jump on
somebody's
back. So is Jim
Caldwell,
back.
By the way.
Who?
Right? Jim Caldwell.
Yeah,
right?
You know what
Same
I mean. Right.
Type of personality.
They're just a different kind of person. But that doesn't mean you can't lead people.
Right.
Because you're not a rah-rah. Everybody's not that guy. Everybody, it's not a cookie cutter.
No, there's no doubt. No doubt.
So
absolutely.
I remember,
mean, Mike D'Antoni, not that he's even in Tony Dungy's class. Dungy won a Super Bowl. But D'Antoni's he's a soft-spoken, like, quiet. I mean, he's guy. He's not rah-rah and all excitable and all that stuff. But nobody ever holds that against him.
No, you're right. This is interesting just that it's not the norm, Chris. When a team has had as much success as Kansas City has had, you pick the coaches from teams that win. That's always been the case in the NFL.
Right.
And this is not like, okay, this is the first year people are looking at Bieniemy thinking he's a coach. He went on interviews last year. Rob G, I don't know how many he did last year, but he did a number of interviews last year. So, right. It didn't happen last year. People go, okay, no big deal. He'll get one next year, right? Like, it wasn't like a big stink.
Right.
But now we're getting here. And, once they fill this Texans job, and if it's not him, then maybe we'll have to call it sleeping on Bieniemy because they will have passed on him 2 years in a row. Thank you. At least I got that one.
You forced that one because you complained so much about the last one. But anyway, you'll take it. I know. It's all right.
I'll take it.
It was a good joke. It did deserve a Craig Melvin. Or a Kawhi, at least. It did, right? So, Alex, he owed you one.
Thank you,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Whatever. but Chris, what do you think the ramifications will be? I'm just saying, in this country where we're living now and what has gone on, you know what I mean, with Black Lives Matter, all the stuff that's happened, that the NFL comes off the heel of that. And the NFL, I mean, the Black National Anthem at the first game and Black Lives Matter stuff all over. You know what I mean? The NFL was in on this.
Right.
And it didn't change the minds of the mostly white ownership that are the people who make the hires. Ultimately, you know that?
Yeah. No, you're right. And what we're talking, because I don't know if I even introduced the topic, but Eric Bieniemy is the poster child for this, but there are six head coach openings. Five of them have been filled and no African Americans. And so now, right now, you have two of the 31 head coaches in the National Football League are African Americans. That's 4%, or four, you know, 2 out of 32 is 4%. In a league that's 70% African American. Nobody's saying it should be 70% coaches. But the population of the country is 13% black.
Right, can we get
somewhere
that?
In between there. Yeah, 13 and 70. We can find a happy medium. But yeah, so I agree with you, Rob, in that I'm not surprised. I'm not going to say, I thought the owners were better than this. And you know what I mean? That they were woke and all that stuff. I am surprised, though, because like you said, there was so much put into, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And the players had the great video and, you know, like you said, the Black National Anthem. I would never have predicted. And look, maybe Houston will hire a black coach. But I would never have predicted after coming off all of that, players kneeling, all that stuff.
That there would be a shutout.
Yeah. That you would not hire one black coach out of six. And so what can be done? Look, you don't, and you know this well, Rob, you don't want it to be a situation where a team hires a black coach just because he's black, right?
We don't want that. First of all, he doesn't deserve to be treated like that. He's
right.
Done a great job. He's qualified, yeah, Chris.
Right.
That to be a token hire, absolutely
exactly. You
not.
Don't want a team being forced
not.
Into hiring. And so you don't want that. You'd want it to be organic and that people would just hire the best person for the job and look at qualifications. But I think, Rob, and I don't think this should be on the play. I don't think this should have to be their responsibility. But I really feel like the only way it may significantly change is if the players were to really stand up and just be like, this is ridiculous.
You know what it is, Chris?
Like,
it's about
we've said this before.
You don't go play for organizations that don't give African-Americans.
Yeah, but only two teams
have
black coaches.
I mean, so you're not playing for any team.
Right. You know, I mean, they would have to do it, Rob, as a collective and basically say, we're not playing. I mean, you can't do it before next season because you're not going to not play because you only got one more hire.
Right.
But they can do, you know, they got to figure out something. But I think that might be. Now, some people have said court, legal. But again, you don't want it to be a quota system.
You would hope not. But you have to look at it and say something is awry here. I mean, there's
right.
no other way to look at it and not think that something just doesn't add up. And it ain't like, I mean, the guys they're hiring. Who's the guy they hired in Philadelphia? Do you know him?
Nick Sirianni. I mean, you know, heard his name here and there as an assistant coach.
Right.
You know, but.
But he came out of nowhere, Chris.
Staley?
How about that?
Brandon Staley?
I bet you can't come up with one story about that guy and from, you know, hired in Philly who came out of nowhere and they hired him.
No. And they said, you know, the only way the Rooney Rule was put in place was, you know, the law legally.
Right.
And so, you know, some people are saying it's going to take that. But I think it would have to be the players in an off season, you know, doing something. But these hires are made. You're not gonna. It's tough, man. It's a tough position. You hate that the players would have to be in that position, but you always say it. They're gonna want a opportunity at a career when they're done playing.
And remember, Chris, most players, right? The average career is 4 years. There's a whole life, and if you want to get into coaching and have a chance,
right.
you know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean? Everybody's
most
not playing 15 years.
Played, yeah, most of the coaches that played in the NFL weren't, like, that good.
No,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. You get into it, right.
Yeah, like, because, you know, the superstars, you don't see Hall of Famers. How many Hall of Famers go back and coach, you know? Especially nowadays when they make, you know, all that money if they're that good. So, yeah, it's, you know.
And I do want to say this. I was asking. I think he interviewed for 3 jobs last year.
Bienemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. What would it say about the NFL, folks, if Eric Bienemy gets shut out of the head coaching hiring cycle once again? We will continue the conversation with you next. We're really intrigued to see what you're going to say about this. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm guessing you were a fan of this show, Rob. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Rob's eating his bologna and...
No, here I am.
Mayonnaise. You big fan of this show?
Is this hanging with Mr.
Cooper? You ignoring me or what?
No, I'm saying, is this hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yeah, hanging with Mr. Cooper.
It was all right. I wasn't like...
Yeah, it wasn't all that.
Right? It wasn't all that.
I was disappointed. I thought it was going to be better.
I did too.
Because he was kind of funny.
Though. Yeah.
I saw him stand up one time.
At one time, he was pretty funny, wasn't he?
No. Yeah, he was pretty good in stand-up. He was pretty good. Yeah, that's why I thought the show would be better. It was okay. All right, we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something. Money, moolah, cash, kadoosh, ducats, cheese, cheddar, greenbacks on your car insurance. You can save all of them. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What does it say about the NFL if Eric Bieniemy and black coaches in general get shut out of this hiring cycle?
All right, let's kick it off with Chris in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Odd Couple. What a couple of goofy boys, man. Good evening.
What's up, man?
And I didn't necessarily call – you're talking about Eric Bieniemy, the great college athlete, correct?
At Colorado, yeah. Great running back.
Yes. Great running back. Well, mediocre running back in the NFL, but had great talent. Absolute. Mm-hmm. But the man also had domestic violence and sexual assault charges.
Then he shouldn't be coaching at all. He shouldn't be coaching at all then.
How long ago? And you have players in the league doing that.
Right.
Chris,
hold on. Hold on, Chris. You threw something out there. Now we're going to discuss it.
Right.
You can't have it both ways, okay? So my point is, players have done all kinds of stuff. They're playing in the league. If Eric Bieniemy should be disqualified from getting a head coaching job, he shouldn't be coaching in the league. So you can't use that as a reason he can't be elevated to another job. Otherwise, he shouldn't be coaching at all.
Here's another
correct
thing.
On that.
Okay. So he shouldn't be coaching at all. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think all the players should be playing at all.
The ones that have those. So people can. People get second chances all the time.
So wait a minute.
Urban Meyer, now he didn't do it, but he oversaw everywhere he's been. They've had scandal after scandal after scandal. Should he not be able to coach?
In my opinion, no. Look how long it took for them. I mean, look how long it took for them to get Joe Pa. Huh? Man, that guy was an idol of mine growing up.
No, but they had to get rid of him after that happened under his watch. But what about the Patriots owner? He got busted. Prostitution or whatever it was, Chris. Irsay with the Colts. Right. He's had issues with the law as well. Why are they owners?
We're not justifying his behavior at all, but that was long ago. Some of that stuff happened in college.
No one's making an excuse for it. But he's
still doing that, obviously, no way. But
right.
There's no sign. That's decades ago.
Chris, I can't buy into it because other people have been given chances. If it was a league and nobody, Chris, got a second chance, then okay. He can't be in the league.
Yep.
Tori in Louisiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And Chris, we appreciate you calling in. We do. Tori.
Gentlemen.
Tori, what's up?
Oh, man, it's all good. I'm calling to state my opinion about the NFL and the lack of black coaches being
yes.
hired. I'm not at all surprised because the template is already being set at the college level that the black players are already used to, accustomed to white coaches at these big programs. So as you see that all the turnover that has happened at the college level and not one black coach has been considered at that level. So for
But most of these coaches aren't coming from college.
But I understand that point. The coach is not coming from college, but I'm speaking of at the college level. The black players are already accustomed to white coaches.
We all used to working for white people. Let's just keep it real.
Okay,
that's America.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I'm not at all surprised that the enemy or any other coordinator that's of color, black, that's not getting hired because the NFL is playing the same rule as the Power Five conferences are in college.
Okay, I hear you. And we know college football is a problem. And I love that Deion Sanders is getting players and he's,
right.
You know, doing his thing
at
now,
Jackson
Chris.
Jackson State, the HBCU.
At an HBCU or whatever. But my issue, too, though, is I don't know what the numbers are exactly in college as far as the assistant coaches and the opportunities, Chris. But in the NFL, where these guys are in these jobs that naturally are the feeder to head coaching, it's unacceptable. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, the pool of people are there. If been picking from offensive and defensive coordinators forever, and now the team with the guy who's on the best team, and they've lost one game in the last whatever it's been, you know, 30 games, and he doesn't get a job, something's wrong.
There are 8 coordinators left, right? Of the final 4 teams in the NFL, there are 8 coordinators, right?
Yep.
4 of them are black.
Right.
Four of them are black. Think about that.
There should be, those guys should be moving up to the next step. That's what we're talking about.
Look,
we're not
Frederick
talking
Douglas,
about giving people jobs who haven't worked and put in the work, Chris. These guys have put in the work.
Frederick Douglass said power concedes nothing without a demand. Like we've said before, Rob, it might have to come down to the players making a demand at some point.
Yes, because this is ridiculous.
Right, because it's just not going to happen out of the kindness of the owner's hearts. All right. It's Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It's the hot new segment sweeping the country. The segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media.
Brian Finley does it every night.
That's right.
Hey.
So you know how this segment works. I got 7 very easy sports-related questions. Chris and Rob can give one-word clues to help our resident DJ Alex Tyshirt get the correct answer. Again, the rules are very simple. No foreign languages, Rob Parker.
What?
You keep breaking it every week, so
hopefully
we'll figure this out.
I can't say blank something?
No. One-word clue. Now, I did the coin toss during the break. Chris won
the
that
blank
one.
Couple.
Chris won the toss. He gets the first question. Here we go, Chris.
Fix is in already.
The Summer Olympics are held once every blank number of years.
All right, Alex, here we go.
Let's go, CB.
3. Hey, it works. 3.
I'm going to pick up from last week and go with 4 on this one.
Oh, there we go.
That is correct.
CB.
Hey. You know what, Alex? Unbelievable. All right, go ahead, Rob.
All right, here we go. Question number 2. They get a little bit harder every time. Rob Parker, in the NFL, the red zone starts how many yards away from the opposing end zone?
Oh, boy.
19.
Oh, my God. Let's go with 20?
That is
correct. Yeah! Two can play that game.
Wrong, that would have been personal if he had gotten that wrong.
I'm going to go with 18.
All right. I'm going to do no more number questions anymore because this is just getting ridiculous. Here we go. Number three, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. In basketball, when you get fouled in the act of shooting, you get to shoot unguarded from the blank throw line. Chris.
All right. Liberty.
Oh, we going with freedom. Free throw, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to screw it up and say freedom.
He said freedom.
My answer was free.
I want the judges to review the tape. He said freedom.
We'll have to review that for next week
but
going
he
forward.
Said free throw line.
So I can't talk?
He knew right.
I'm just trying to brainstorm.
He's giving context.
All right, here we go.
What is this, CB?
Level number four. Again, they get a little bit harder every time. NBA champion Ray Allen is the star of a basketball movie alongside Denzel Washington. That movie was called He Got Blank. Rob Parker.
Rob, I have no idea.
Oh, God.
This ain't like an 18? Nothing like that?
All right, let's see.
What do you got for me? I need help, Rob.
Today, all right. Please.
All right.
What you got?
We are on the time limit.
What you got?
Okay. Can you repeat the question one more time?
The name of the Ray Allen movie is He Got Blank.
Okay.
Come on, Rob.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
Board.
Okay, I think I'm putting down what you're putting up. I'm going to go with game.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Let's go, Rob.
Don't be copying my strategies.
It's smart. Smart.
With the tone of voice and all that. That was my thing.
You guys are running the table right now,
though. You're stealing my tone of voice.
All right, here we go.
This is impressive.
Chris will not get this. He doesn't know anything about hockey.
Level number five. Hockey rinks have three wide lines on the ice. One is red. The other two are this color.
CB, what do you got?
Streak.
Streak? What can I put together with that? Blue streak? Blue?
There it is!
Wow!
CB!
And I don't wait 2 minutes to come up with my clues.
And you know what?
Like some
Yo, that
people.
Was good.
You know what, Alex? You killed me because I had the perfect clue for that.
What were you gonna
clues,
say?
Clues.
It was gonna be right.
Vita.
Oh, I can't. No, I can't that. Say it.
What you say? Vita. Don't have Lillian.
No, no,
over
no.
Your house.
It. You know I was gonna.
All right, we'll keep it clean here.
I know what it is now.
Do you know who's going to be blank me?
You would, you'd be suspended at the very least.
All right.
It will never happen.
I'm glad that's not wasn't Rob's clue. All right, Tyshirt's Tower Trivia. Chris Broussard up 30 to 20. A perfect game going so far.
Let's go.
Level number six, Rob Parker. Jack Nicklaus, arguably the greatest golfer who ever lived, had a nickname after one of the most ferocious mammals in the world. Alex is already just confused right now. He was known as the Golden Blank. Rob Parker.
Yeah.
Yogi.
Oh, okay. Bear.
Yeah! Wow. Yogi Bear.
That was a sink.
I can say with supreme confidence, Alex had no idea any of these last few answers, but the clues have been phenomenal. So, good job, guys.
Good stuff.
All right, here we go. Level number seven. Only two levels left. If we have a perfect game, it'll be the first tie ever.
Let's go.
Alex will get points. All NFL teams have a logo on their helmets, but only one AFC team has a logo on just one side of the helmet. That team is the blank. This is
Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. Steelers.
There it is.
Let's go.
There it is.
The pressure is on Rob Parker.
He's going to fold.
Here we go, Rob.
This is for the
Come
game.
On, Rob.
You
got,
the but best you is, can do is tie.
That's perfect
this
game.
Is, this is, how do I get this clue?
The best you can do is tie.
I mean,
Come on.
How can I get this
I
answer?
Can't help it that you guys run a perfect game. This
you
is unheard
said
of.
They get harder. That
they
last
do
one
get
was
harder.
Easy. That was easy. That last one.
When a baseball player strikes out four times in a single game, it's known as a golden blank, Rob, for the tie.
Come on, Rob. This is your forte.
Oh, God.
Come on, Rob. Channel the mind of a young Alex.
The only reason is I don't want to give it away.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, one word, too. Don't sound like you're getting a paragraph together.
Come on, Rob.
Okay. What'd you say, Rob?
It's known as a golden blank.
No, I'm not passing.
Come on, Rob.
The best you can do is ties. You got to take a shot here.
I want a perfect game, Rob. Help me.
Here we go.
Again, Alex has no idea what the answer is. He's legitimately confused.
And he won't get this because it's too hard. But Alex.
Yes?
One word, Rob.
Come on, Rob. I believe in you.
Now.
Give me one
word.
Four
words coming.
Okay. Now, is this one word?
What? You, one word. You're shipping like 18 already.
Professor Parker right now. I like this.
But wait a minute. Is it one word? All right. All right, here we go.
Suspense is killing me, Rob.
Hat.
That's it?
Okay, hold on. Let me try, hat. Rob. I'm going to really try here.
There's no way you get
hold
this.
On.
Hat.
Okay, hat. Hold on.
And think about what you're about to say. What is it, golden?
Rob, one hat. Your word.
Okay, hold on.
Hat's I said hat.
I might be wrong here, but this just sounds good, but it's probably not. I'm going to say golden cap.
Okay, no, that is incorrect.
Ah!
Alex, give me my beat!
Wait, CB, we're done?
Yes, it's over.
I want to still answer it. Give me at least one. Give me one word, CB.
I was going to say,
Think about it. Mexican.
This is just for fun now. It's kind of racist again, Chris. But okay.
No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
It's not racist.
Racist.
It's not racist.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to answer, I was going to say Golden Fiesta, but I don't think that's it.
No, that's not it either.
I'm just going to tell him.
The what correct answer.
Golden? What is it?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rob.
Sombrero.
No way.
You know what I wanted to say?
That is
I wanted
Mexican,
to say
right? Sombrero?
Sun, I wanted to say sun hat.
You could have said that. I would have let that slide.
No. That's two words.
And he still wouldn't have got it.
He still wouldn't have got it.
It's sun really hat, though, is better than hat.
It's really
you know
a sombrero?
I mean?
Some
hat, there's no sombrero, way.
Did you guys notice the enthusiasm that Chris said Mexican? He was going to be like, burrito.
Because you were combining Mexican
Fiesta.
That you should have known it after Mexican hat. So if somebody said to me, a Mexican hat, I'd say sombrero.
Well, you know what happens now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Between
Rob,
Brian Finley and between this Alex.
Rob, I'm not going to gloat. I just want you to groove with me. Rob, I just want you to dance with me.
I'm not grooving.
Move to the beat.
Sick.
Listen to the bongos. Let it get in your soul. Take
Joe.
It back to the motherland.
Joe.
Here we go. 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 Ah, couple, keep it locked.
Hey, Joe, will Rob ever sway to this?
It will never happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
That's right, Joe.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right. I guess this is what we wrap up with nowadays, Rob.
It just seems right.
TV thing, song. It seems right.
It is. You wind down the show, right?
Right. Right.
We can all hang in the chow line.
It makes me want to watch Cheers. We're hanging in and jiving. We've been jiving a lot today's show. We have. And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote. We're also brought to you by Lowe's. Now, whether you're a pro or a Joe, when you're on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority, folks. Lowe's goes beyond the basics. It brings you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. Shop LowesForPros.com and choose delivery or pickup in store. Lowe's is the new home for pros, United States only. Rob, this big game we're talking about, Lakers taking it to them. Not quite a pitchfork to the Bucks, but they are putting it on them. They're up 98-89 with 6.5 minutes left. Giannis is struggling a bit. I've seen him, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. I've seen I think two air balls from him.
Well, he had one on the last possession.
Yeah. And I thought he said had one earlier. I might be wrong.
And he has eight turnovers.
But anyway, he saw that first air ball from about 17 feet. Wasn't like a deep three. Yeah, and he's got 8 turnovers. So Giannis is struggling, and he's done that before against LeBron and the Lakers. LeBron's having a tremendous game. 29 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 11 for 22. He's hit 5 threes, Rob. AD, we were talking about earlier, 18 points, 8 rebounds. Good, but LeBron has been the guy tonight. KCP, too, 6 for 7 from the arc, 20 points for him. Rob, I honestly think, I mean, it's way early, but LeBron is right there in the MVP. You know, he could maybe be the MVP this year.
We'll
see. That's crazy?
No, I don't think it's crazy, but I still think it's a long way to go.
Yeah,
and,
it's way.
And Anthony Davis is playing, not playing well right now, or great, and he'll play better. And usually, even if LeBron plays well, like I said, normally when you have two players like that, it's hard to get an MVP, but we'll see.
Well, so a lot of people thinking KD, and obviously he's got a trio, and he's there. Their record will get better. Right now, it's not great.
What is it, 9-7 right now, right?
9-7. I think Joel Embiid would be right there at this early point because they're atop the East, and he's playing really well. Maybe the best ball of his career. Rob, Steph Curry, he might be in the hunt this year. They're the fifth seed right now.
I don't see that.
If they end up in this a long season, but if they end up 5 or higher, if the records are close, you know, he's going to have a shot because he's balling and he don't have much help, man. That's for certain.
I just way too early to talk. At the All-Star break, Chris, let's see where the teams are. You know, did the Nets run off 20 straight wins? You know what I mean? And KD's played tremendous, and then they'll look at him coming back from the injury. But you know what I mean?
Does it have to be KD from the Nets?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be
I
hard,
mean, nobody's going to vote for Kyrie, especially with him walking out for a couple weeks. But he's been balling.
No, his numbers are great. His numbers have been great. But him not
Harden's
playing
like
is going to hurt him.
What, 2 or 3 triple-doubles? Harden's averaging a triple-double with the Nets right now.
He's had 2 of the 3 games he played in, I think, a triple-double.
At least 2, yeah. Yeah. All right, great show. We were hanging in and jiving, Rob.
We were. And hanging in the chow line, too.
All right, go to Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, iTunes, and download the podcast. Subscribe. Leave a nice message. 5 stars would be kind of you. All right, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We'll be back tomorrow. Peace!